This is Rumble in the Morning on FM 99.
All right, let's get to it, because tonight is going to be very special.
This evening, will eclipse every other evening. The moon and stars will dance up above.
Right, your yes. Norfolk Admirals are at home tonight in the playoffs. In the playoffs. They're playing in postseason, Rick. It's the first time in forever and a day.
Nice.
Very excited. Should be a lot of fun. 7:05 puck drop. That's they're in the middle of a seven-game series. They lead 2-1 over the Trois-Rivières Lions. And you know what? I'm going to tell you, Lions, right now, and I know you're in town listening, because that's what you do. You come down here and you listen to the radio. If you guys lose to our Norfolk Admirals, you got to move to another city, because nobody knows how to pronounce his name.
No kidding.
Okay? Puck drops tonight, 7:05. Tickets still available. Get you some. NHL playoff action last night. Rangers lead 2-0 now over the Capitals. They beat them 4-3 at Madison Square Garden after the loss. Capitals coach Spencer Carberry addressing the team, trying to keep them positive.
All right, everyone, just listen up, okay? Tons of positives out there tonight, boys. Tons of positives.
Always a silver lining.
That's a good team out there, boys. That is a great team.
Core group's been together a long time.
And we battled them, boys.
Yeah, we battled them, boys. Now, while Carberry was trying to remain positive, not all the Capitals were, including center Connor McMichael.
Uh-oh. This team is so bad, I've lost control of my bodily function.
Yep, and he really did. Florida Panthers in overtime beat the Lightning again.
Well, that's just great. Great!
Yep, Panthers lead that series 2-0 after a 3-2 overtime win. Colorado Avalanche evened up their series against the Winnipeg Jets at one apiece with a 5-2 victory. The Predators over the Canucks, they are tied now at even Steven, balloon knotted up, if you will, one apiece. They get the 4-1 victory. Minnesota Timberwolves in the NBA playoffs, they put down the Suns again, 105-93. Timberwolves lead that series 2-0. Pacers and Bucks are even Steven at a game apiece after the Pacers ripped the Bucks up, 125-108 in Milwaukee. And the Mavericks in Los Angeles, they evened it up against the Clippers, 96-93 victory, one apiece there. The NBA report sponsored by the Thursday night lineup on CBS.
Thursday, Magnum helps a friend find a lost love who's thought to be the ghost of a girl long dead. Then, the 6th annual Circus of the Stars, with ringmasters Linda Evans, Elliot Gould, Bob Newhart, and Brooke Shields. Two dazzling hours of thrills. It all happens Thursday.
Looking forward to that. Can't wait to tune in. The Chicago Bears unveiled plans to fleece the city of Chicago and the state of Illinois for $2.3 billion yesterday. Yeah, they need $4.6 to build a new stadium and infrastructure around that stadium, and they said they'll cover half. They want the public to cover the other half. Yeah, they want the public to fork over $2.3 billion.
WTFs. What the hell?
Yeah, I'm with you, Charles.
Thank you, Charles.
I don't know if that's going to happen or not. Colts owner Jim Irsay.
I picked the wrong week, Chris Sniffin Blue.
You know what? I'm sorry. I don't have a story about Jim Irsay. Jerry Jones, Dallas Cowboys owner. He was asked about the team picking 24th in the draft, and he wanted the person that was talking to him to know that the Cowboys are picking 24th in the first round because, you know, that it's indicative of the record. They were the 24th best team in the NFL last season. Boy, you're selling yourself short. You were in the top four at the end of the regular season. You had the Ravens 13-4, Cowboys 12-5. And Lions 12-5, 49ers 12-5. So he doesn't quite understand. If they were picking 24th because they finished 24th, they would be like the Jets or the Falcons, the Bears or the Vikings, who finished 7-10. No, what they do is they invert, because the better you are, the worse your draft.
The lower your
that's
pick.
How it works.
Yeah.
Yep. Right. Major League Baseball, Yankees over the A's 4-3. Orioles on the road lose to the Angels 7-4. The Dodgers top the Nationals 4-1. And in that game, Shohei Ohtani, man.
Hit it hard, man.
He did. Man, if I had money to promote concerts, I would put together that. What you just heard was golfer John Daly. That was actually John Daly.
Yeah.
Not only a good golfer, but a great singer.
Yeah.
I would pair him with Manny Pacquiao. It would be the Pacquiao Daly Tour. And nobody
you
would
just
go,
call it Hit It Hard.
Yeah, Hit It Hard.
Hit
man.
It Hard with a golf club or a fist.
Yes. Well, back to Ohtani in that Dodgers Nationals game. He hit a ball at 118.7 miles an hour. That's how it flew off the bat, at 118.7.
Right?
That's the fastest, hardest home run he's ever hit.
And oh my gosh.
It went 450 feet. That was quite the shot.
Damn.
Guardians beat the Red Sox. Braves over the Marlins. Giants beat the Mets. Reds over the Phillies. Your Norfolk Tides lost 9-4 to the Gwinnett Strippers. Tripers.
Right.
Boy, I tell you what, you know, you want to sell that park out. Anyway, 9-4 to the Gwinnett Stripers. Game two of that series tonight at Harbor Park. First pitch, 6:35. And again, if you're going to either the Tides game or the Admirals playoff game, keep in mind, you might want to check alternate routes, put the Waze app on, or just get there early, because the Admirals puck drops at 7:05, a half hour before that, the first pitch at the Tides game. So there might the traffic might be a little ganked up. And also, I got to pick my daughter up at 6 o'clock down there.
So if you can stay out of the way.
Yeah, I should have no problem on the way back. But if there's traffic on the way down there, I'm driving a black Nissan Altima with a hood ornament. If you could just get the hell out of my way.
Appreciate
that'd be
that.
Great. All right, it is the last of the worst jokes on Worst Joke Wednesday. You ready?
Thank God. All right.
You know what? And I've got two of them in case you don't like either one.
Oh, great.
In case you don't like either one. I know you're not going to like either one. All right, here you go. Hey, Rena, did you hear about the two people who stole a calendar?
No.
They each got 6 months.
Get it?
Hey, Rena, what do you call a pony with a cough?
I don't know.
A little horse.
Hey, Ron, thank
you. Did
you
see the aneurysm?
Did you see the aneurysm?
I'm having the one vein.
Having an aneurysm.